Green pastures, you make me wanting for nothing. You fill my hunger with honey from thy sweet, sweet word. And you make me worship before you, so I will love and adore you. You are my shepherd, you are my Jesus, you are my Lord. You make me lie down in green pastures, you make me wanting for nothing. You fill my hunger with honey from your sweet, sweet word. And you make me worship before you, so I will love and adore you. You are my shepherd, you are my Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my shepherd, you are my Jesus, you are my Lord. Dear friends, I welcome you all to this Eucharistic celebration. Today is the 25th Sunday in ordinary time. One of the greatest things for me about Jesus is his fondness for children. Children bring a lot of joy and peace to the heart of Christ. I honestly think that his best moments while he was on earth were those times he spent with children. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 14, Jesus says to his disciples, "Let the little children come to me, and let no one stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as this." In another passage, precisely in Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, Jesus says this about children: "Their angels ever see the face of my Father." In our gospel text today, Jesus says, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me." The Bible is very clear about the special love Jesus has for little children. To cause any form of harm to children is a direct attack on Christ. In my opinion, nothing breaks the heart of Christ more than the vicious acts of predator pedophile priests and bishops. I've been thinking a lot about this unfortunate sexual scandal that the Catholic Church in the United States is dealing with at the moment. It breaks my heart so much because it is like the devil seriously gave Jesus a hard punch at his wicked spot. The devil knows that Jesus loves children dearly. He knows that children are Jesus' little angels. He knows that Jesus is really protective of children and would never want any harm come to them that will separate them from him. Unfortunately, Jesus has been betrayed in a terrible way by some of his priests and bishops. I want to let you know, dear friends, that the agony that Jesus is going through at the moment because of this scandal is far greater than his agony in the garden at Gethsemane. You want to know why? Here's my reason. Priests and bishops who are supposed to be another Christ and a sign of attraction for children to draw near to God have turned into beasts and monsters that scares children away from God and his church. In 2012, when I visited the United States for the first time, I had a very shocking experience. I visited with a priest in the Diocese of Tucson, and I was permitted to say Mass in the parish. I discovered that each time I processed back to the sacristy at the end of Mass with the kids that served at Mass, they disappeared from the sacristy like there is a ghost in there. I felt funny about it. I shared this with my friend, and he said, the kids act that way because their parents probably instructed them to avoid being alone with priests because they might be sexually molested. That was when I knew the church is in a deep mess. If I were to be a parent, I would most likely give the same instruction to my kids. I honestly cannot stand the fact that a priest or a bishop sexually molests my precious daughter. I can't stand it. That would definitely wreck my world. I must acknowledge that those of you who allow your kids to continue to serve at Mass and run around with Father Clement, you are very courageous. I don't think I'll allow my little Lily to do that. In years past, most Catholics were attracted to God and the church through the saintly nature of some priests and bishops. But today, that huge source of attraction has been destroyed by predator pedophile priests and bishops. Today, many kids are very scared of priests. Why? Because they are afraid of sexual molestation. Our kids have been robbed of that sacred encounter with holy priests and bishops. An encounter that is meant to be a glue in their relationship with God. This scandal has destroyed the sacred space where God comes to meet his children in their innocence. As long as most kids see priests as molesters, the church will never be a home for them. And as long as many of our kids stay away from the church, that will be the death of God in their lives. That's how terrible the situation is. Let me share this with you too. Most international priests working in the United States have made this quiet personal decision not to be involved in teen ministry if given options, or any ministry that involves children. That is how they are dealing with this issue. But in my opinion, their decision is like running away from the battle and in a way betraying Christ. I have personally decided to take the battle to the devil. Most of my brother priests and friends have warned me to keep away from children. But I will not. I will not deny God's little children to see the face of Christ in me. I will not be among those priests who wants to give the devil what he wants. I will disappoint the devil. And I think I'm already doing so. During my vacation in Omaha 2 months ago, I was concelebrating at Mass with my friend, Father Kizito, when I noticed a little child of about 2 years was giving a hard time to her mom. The mom tried to get her to be quiet, but she could not. At a point, she had to take the child behind the church to see if that would work. She came back to sit at her seat again and trying to get this child to be quiet. But the child kept troubling the mom. And during the Keys of Peace, it was a small church, I just stepped down and I wanted to offer a sign of peace to the parents. And the little baby quickly brought her hand and shook my hands and she smiled. And then I offered to carry her. She jumped into my arms And I brought her to the altar and sat her in one of the seats close to mine. And you know what? She was just quiet. She was so peaceful. She was quiet, and Father Kizito was doing everything, and I went, received communion, and came back and sat with her, gave her some prayer booklet to look at and pictures. She was very quiet and peaceful, and I asked her, "Do you want to go back to mommy?" She did like this. And I took her back to her mom. You know, that was a moment of magic for me. I have another experience to share with you. While I was in Flagstaff last year, I was friends with many of the kids in the parish grade school, and I visited with them in their classes and played some sports with them, basketball, volleyball, soccer, and they were my friends. And sometimes when they have lunch, I go and sing for them while they eat and while they have lunch. One very quiet afternoon, the kids from the kindergarten walked into the parish office, and they came to offer us some cake that they made, and they visited us from each of us in the office, and at a point they gathered in one section of the office, and a little child said, "I love him. I love him," and she was pointing at me. I was afraid and scared. So nobody heard her at that first point, and she screamed louder, "I love him, I love him." And the youth minister said, "Oh," and the youth minister alerted everyone to what Taylor was saying. And she said, "I love him, I love him." And I was like, oh my goodness. I almost cried. You know, children are very precious. They're very precious, and we need to protect them. I want to personally assure you today, if ever I notice the tendency of pedophilia in me and a strong urge to act out, I will leave the priesthood and spend the rest of my life doing penance to avert the anger of God. It is better to lose the glory and prestige of the priesthood than rot in the worst part of the pit of hell for all eternity. Peace be with you.